I think we're meant to be in nature.
Yeah.
We're actually meant to live in nature.
Yeah.
Surrounded by nature. It's in our DNA. It's part of us. We are nature. It makes sense.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that set of new music. We started it off with Joe Goddard doing Miles Away from his release Harmonics, and the last song was by James Bishop called Gutters off of the release by the same name. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Up next, Zombo in Your Brain.
Thank you.
seems like freedom's hell. Hope stained with strange regret, his dreams are dreams for that he cannot
Wait for that. Yes. Back to 1973. That is The Runaway by Gentle Giant. And today is the kickoff of Massive Music Weekend. And what day is it today? It's February the 20th, 2026. Zombo right in your brain. And, oh yeah, this is the kickoff. Every year I do my 2-hour kickoff before Massive Music Weekend. And Massive Music Weekend, what is it? It's Friday the 20th, noon, to Sunday the 22nd at midnight. And it's 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from 5 local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to see the full schedule, which just went up last night. Woo! It's our annual music marathon, and I always like getting things started. I'm still doing 4 bands to kick things off. First off, this is for Paul in the CBD store and my nerdy high school year. Grade school years when these came out. Runaway Gentle Giant and their prog rock. I just think they were just too big of show offs to be as big as Jethro Tull or Yes. And yeah, oof. But it's nice to visit that. So it's strange. It's like 3 brothers. And just multi-instrumental, and some other dudes, they're just far beyond the reach of normal musicians. But it's like, hey, look, I can play this. Now I can play, I'm running over and I'm playing this. They can play like 9 instruments. So I think for the most part, you know, people are like, this is a little too ambitious for my blood. But hey, it's Massive Music Weekend. We're going to play music. I'm going to not yell at you so much today. All right? I'm not going to try and fix the world's problems, try and set things straight, try and figure out what this whirling wonder of crazy garbage that floats around us called life. Yeah, we're going to enjoy music, and we're going to take a musical journey. I've got coming up after this a newer band called the OCs. So we're going to go back to the 70s for some prog rock with Gentle Giant. It's weird. The lead singer, Derek Schulman, actually went on to become the president of Roadrunner Records, which Roadrunner Records was like this crazy heavy metal thrash death metal label. And he went on to be the president of that. So that's just really odd. He went from prog rock to death metal. You don't think he ever did that kind of music. But so this is weird. There's that Mandela effect where you're not quite sure if it's that or that. For example, I have a problem with realizing if Mr. T is still alive or dead. Is he dead? Because I thought he died. But Mr. T, I guess he's still alive, right? There's that. Then there's also this. Sherman Hemsley, the guy that played George Jefferson on the Jeffersons and on All in the Family. He was huge into prog rock. He was huge. He loved prog rock. And I remember watching it was the Dinah Shore show, and Sherman Hemsley on. And Sherman Hemsley dropped a lot of acid and listened to a lot of prog rock. And he did an interpretive dance I can't find it anywhere on the YouTubes. He did an interpretive dance to Proclamation by Gentle Giant. And she thought it was funny. And he said, no, this isn't comedy. This is the greatest music that's out there. And so, yeah, I've never seen it since. So it might be a Mandela effect. I might have dreamed it. But if you can envision George Jefferson doing a dance to this, Proclamation, Gentle Giant, Massive Music Weekend. This is from their great album, Power and the Glory. Still holds up really well today. RCT, Zombo in the Brain, kicking off Magic Music Weekend, Gentle Giant.
You may not have all you want, all you need, all that you've had has been due to my hand. It can change, it can stay the same. Who can say? We are in at this time, neither a good one, nor is it someone blessed. It can change, it can stay the same. I can say, I can make my claim. Help, 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 help. Thank you.
country was made for the deep, to the people in comfort and keep. People, the people and places there, never to be seen again, never to be loved, and their last embrace. And the kiss has a so bitter taste.
She wants him to get her. She wants to dance.
The first half hour is some 70s prog rock. That was Cogs and Cogs, which is a great song to run around in your bedroom with a hairbrush pretending it's a microphone. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Before that, we heard Knots from their Gentle Giants album, Octopus. And that was years before Bohemian Rhapsody. So that, they had their vocal thing down. Wreck from the first Gentle Giant album called Acquiring the Taste, which has one of the worst album covers ever. It's almost like a Rolling Stone's mouth with a tongue sticking out. And it's like on an apple that's the gatefold, but when it's folded, it looks like somebody's butt. And then we started off with Proclamation. That was all Gentle Giant from like 1970 to like 1970. That the block was 1970, 1973. And yeah, whew, boy, that goes back. That goes back when you would just stare at an album cover. You know, you just stare at that, run around with the hairbrush thing in it. So most of the time I was just staring at the album cover or watching the record go around. But as Massive Music Weekend kickoff, which I've been doing for decades, is my two-hour pre-show to the 60-hour Massive Music Weekend. And next, we're going to zip 55 years into the future. That's right. We're going to a band called the OCs. Love the OCs. A guy named John Dwyer. Just a total maniac. They put out a lot of albums, and they're a lot of fun, and they are a lot of fun. And did I mention they're a lot of fun? They are. Zombo in your brain. Next week, I'll be back on, and we're going to continue the Seven Deadly Sins with Greed. But right now, Drug City by the OCs. RCT.
Jesus! Get the wristband. Fill the young boy.
I don't know why I like what I like, but I like what I like. That last block was all the OCs, and sometimes they spell their name O-H-S-E-E-S, sometimes it's O-S-E-E, sometimes it's just an O and a C. Out of San Francisco, the band started in 1997. They're still going strong, John Dwyer and company. We heard The Drug City, Devil Again, Blank Chems, and Lear's Ears. And Lear's Ears are sent from the latest record. Why do I like what I like what I like? Because, I mean, the Gentle Giant thing, yeah, that's great, man. That's from the 70s and this newer stuff. I do not know how my brain works, but I like what I like. And this is what everybody likes what they like this whole weekend. It's Massive Music Weekend. I don't know if the schedule's up online yet. Because this is WRCT, man, Runaway Train. And this is Zomba When You Brain, the radio show that mows you over. That's right. It's off the rails and mows you over. I do like that. And got Robert Wyatt coming up at 11 o'clock. Today is February 20th, 2026. And, wow, we're almost there out of winter, man. Well, when they set the clocks back March the 8th, winter is officially over in my brain. And you know we're going to get through them seven deadly sins. And when I'm done with that, world's going to be a much better place. We're going to know about UFOs and about all of the PDFs. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, what a wild ride, man. Why do we have to keep living through history? Why can't we just prop our toe bones up? Why do we have to keep living through history? It's a wacky time, man. But one thing, I got one more tune by the OCs, but it is a monster. These guys are, when they're live, they are outrageously wonderful. This is my favorite tune. They're called Block of Ice, and it's live at the Leviathan. It's about 10 minutes long. Strap yourself in. And then we got Robert Wyatt coming up. You'll know who that is in just a moment, though. But dig this live. Yeah! RCT! Massive Music Week, again in your brain!
I don't want to wait to start here. All I want is to be left. Good night.
There you go. Getting all Hawkwind sort of on you. They're the OCs with A Block of Ice. That was the second block. Oh, whew, man, that was intense. Going Hawkwind on you. That's OCs with Block of Ice. That last half hour was the OCs from San Francisco. Band still around. Started in 1997. John Dwyer and Company. Man, they got a groove and they got that thing. That was live. What's coming up next at Zombo's massive music weekend kickoff is Robert Wyatt. Whew, man, big musical influence on me at a very young age. The Soft Machine, and then off to his solo career. I met his half-brother, Gillian Glover, who is in the, I think he was in Star Wars. I interviewed him, and it was his half-brother. And the first, my first question to Gillian Glover was like, I had asked him about Robert Wyatt, his half-brother. It was really, he just perked up. Goes, oh, what a great soul. What a kind and gentleman. What a great, wonderful human being. Goes, I can't believe anybody has ever heard his music. I just can't believe it. And I was like enamored with the fact that he got a kick out of the fact that I knew that I was a big fan of his brother's, half-brother's music. And so right now, he's in Soft Machine in like 1960s, late 1960s. They toured with Jimi Hendrix. Kevin Ayers was in that band as well. And anyhow, they were quite the kind of, they started out psychedelic, then they got a little jazzy. And then Robert Wyatt fell out of a wing, got kicked out of Soft Machine, started a band called Matching Mole, which is Machine Mole, which is in French for Soft Machine, which is pretty brilliant. He falls out of a window at a party, out of a third floor story window, gets paralyzed. And it's crazy because he says that's the best thing that ever happened to him because it got him to stop. Because I guess he was just, he didn't even know where he was half the time. He was usually so either drug. I think it was more drinking than drugs. But he ended up having a whole career. He did an ambient album with Brian Eno. He did the piano on the music for Airports. And he had a hit doing a version of Neil Diamond's I'm a Believer. And they wanted him on Top of the Pops. But he says, I'll perform, sure. He says, well, you can't be in your wheelchair. He says, it'll get too much pity and sympathy.